Hello, I'm Caroline Swinburne. I'm a radio producer by profession, and together with my colleague Penny Borum, I've spent the last 2.5 years working on school linking projects with Sound Effects Worldwide. We've been collecting audio recordings of children in the Global South and in UK schools talking about the things that matter to them. Sometimes they've told us about the local impact of major global issues. For instance, this group of teenagers in Sri Lanka talk about how climate change is affecting their daily lives.
Our climate is really changing. Because of heavy raining, we have lots of disadvantages. Going to school is very difficult, and flooding make, and earthslides make. It was so dangerous. At hot climate, it's also disadvantages because people haven't water. Because of that, they were faced with lots of diseases also.
You can see now in Sri Lanka, now it's raining every evening. So we get many diseases go around the area. So flood is occurring every time. Those problems are also there.
These recordings now form part of one of our new resources issued by Sound Effects Education, a key stage 3 topic on flooding and climate change. Each sound effects topic lasts between 2 and 5 lessons, and it consists of a number of short audio clips, supported by still images, transcripts, background notes and curriculum links. There are also simple structured lesson plans prepared by experienced education writers. These focus on encouraging discussion and comparison with the lives of the children who are listening. We're offering a range of topics for children aged from 4 to 14. And while some are about big global issues like climate change, fair trade or the HIV/AIDS epidemic, others, particularly for younger children, simply encourage them to reflect on and compare their daily lives. For instance, in our Key Stage 2 topic, My Family and Home Life in Ghana, 11-year-old Faustina describes her daily routine.
I get up 5 o'clock a.m. I have to brush my teeth. When I finish, I'll go and sweep the compound. After that, I'll go and fetch water. I have to walk 2 kilometers before I reach where the water is. When I go and fetch the water, I'll come and wash in the kitchen. When I wash, I like seeing it clean because when my mother comes and sees it dirty, she'll be annoyed with me. After that, I'll go and fetch another water for my bath. When I finish bathing, then I'll come to school. And in the evenings, I go and cook for my parents. That takes maybe 1 hour.
In the lesson plan for this topic, children are asked to list Faustina's daily household tasks and compare them with their own. What do they think it would be like to work that hard? Faustina's classmate, a 9-year-old boy called Marvin, describes his daily routine, which, as he's a boy, is significantly less strenuous. But even Marvin does wash his own clothes, though not those of any other family members. Washing is a woman's job, he explains. This makes a good starting point to encourage children to discuss their own feelings about division of household tasks between the sexes. And this way, they not only learn something about life in a very different culture, but also have a chance to think more deeply about their own lives. The children in the recordings also ask their own questions. For instance, these children in Ghana who contribute to a Key Stage 1 topic on friendship.
Something like when we are playing, confusion will come and we will start fighting and our seniors will come and separate us. They tell us to play like friends. We shouldn't fight.
Please, did children fight in UK?
As well as using existing audio material, which we've collected as part of linking projects in Ghana and Sri Lanka, Sound Effects Education is starting to commission work from a network of experienced radio journalists based all over the world. So far, we've produced one topic in this way, recorded for us by Mohammed Ali, a South African radio journalist. He's produced material on fair trade for a Key Stage 3 topic. Here's 13-year-old Dion talking about how envious he is of children who live on fair trade farms. In contrast to the children on his farm, which isn't fair trade, he says that these children seem happy. They always have their school fees paid and all their needs are catered for.
Children that aren't Fairtrade Farms. They are very happy. They always have their school fees and school clothes and so on. The big difference is they go on trips in a team sport and we don't. And I would like our farm to be a Fairtrade farm because I think to be a part of Fairtrade Farms would give us better opportunities and better chances in life.
You can download Sound Effects topics directly from our website. That's www.soundeffects.org.uk. Once you've paid, you'll follow a link to the download page. You may also want to take a look at our Using Sound Effects Topics page on the website, and you'll be emailed these instructions when you buy a topic. If you're not happy with downloading the topics directly from the web, for a small extra charge, you can purchase them on DVD. You'll download or receive a number of zip folders, one for each lesson, plus a Word file of background notes. You can either use these directly from your computer, or you can store them to a flash drive or burn them to DVD. So far, we've issued 10 topics, 2 for Key Stage 1 and 4 each for Key Stages 2 and 3. Over the next year, we've got plans to make much more audio material available and also to commission new work from countries ranging from China and Egypt to St. Lucia. I really hope that you'll enjoy using Sound Effects topics. Please do contact us if you need any help downloading them or accessing material. We're also very interested indeed to hear your feedback on this new material as the project develops.